I want to let you hear from one of the hot spots in New York City where Samaritan's Purse is on the front lines of the battle. You've been hearing about what that ministry is doing, and I'm touched by it, and I wanted to hear about it personally. So I want you to hear from one of those leaders. He is Vice President of Programs and Government Relations for Samaritan's Purse. His name is Ken Isaacs, and he's heading up the efforts with the Mobile Field Hospitals. He's been in this business for 34 years, and I've met him on several occasions. Ken, it's so nice to have you with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Dobson.
I want to know an overview of what in the world's going on there. You are in Central Park and putting up a field hospital. Describe it for us.
Well, it is a hospital that we have developed over the years to deploy during earthquakes and for infectious disease like cholera, war zones like in the fighting outside of Mosul. We can do surgery in it. We can modify it. So what we have done here is we modified it to be a respiratory care unit. So it is a 68-bed facility, and it has 10 intensive care units, 10 ventilators. We've got about 65 staff here, 8 doctors and probably 35 or 40 nurses, and an array of different medical specialties here that are involved. And we sent the information about what our capabilities were. We deployed one to Italy. We have one just outside of Milan, the same hospital. And we have about 65 staff there. And about a week after we started that one, I sent information into federal authorities that we had this hospital, we had this capacity, and I just sort of let it go wherever it was going to go. And they guided it up that, well, we might need it in New York. And then it came down to New York City. And a man from Mount Sinai Hospital called me. We spoke for, I don't know, 30 minutes, and I spoke with Franklin Graham, and we decided that we would work with Mount Sinai Hospital because they asked us to come and help them. And so we sent down that evening the advance team, and that was 7 days ago.
How many patients do you have right now?
Right now we have 13, and Mount Sinai are bringing more tonight, and they have told us they're going to bring 10 more this evening. They bring one about every 45 minutes or an hour, and so we are expecting that we will overnight with 23 patients.